Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a cool morning across Israel, with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. A pleasant day ahead for most, perfect for those outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Hezbollah fired a missile at the southern city of Ashdod. This attack, reported by Times of Israel 5 hours ago, led to debris triggering sirens in Tel Aviv. No injuries were reported. The IDF responded by striking 10 Hezbollah rocket launchers. Also, earlier today, Netanyahu gave the green light for Israel-Lebanon talks in Washington. As France 24 shared 3 hours ago, these talks come amid escalating tensions and ongoing fighting in Lebanon. Also, this hour, the IDF killed a terrorist involved in the October 7th attacks. JNS reported just 20 minutes ago that Abdalrahman Amar Hassan Kudari was planning further attacks on Israeli soldiers. Separately, Israel Hayom noted 8 hours ago that Trump agreed to include Lebanon in a regional ceasefire agreement. Despite this, attacks continue in Lebanon, with IDF operations against Hezbollah persisting. And finally, in the past hour, the Australian Jewish News reported that Sharma claims Iran's war objectives are met. Despite ceasefire concerns, Iran's ability to export terrorism has been significantly reduced. Here's what people are saying online. The Associated Press posted just minutes ago that Lebanon has announced its readiness to negotiate with Israel. Yaffa Ben-David is appointed as chief negotiator. Former Governor Mike Huckabee wrote 27 minutes ago, equating Israel's actions against various groups to characters in the classic movie Die Hard, criticizing those who support terrorists over Israel. From Al Arabiya English, in a post from 30 minutes ago, former Lebanese ambassador Tracy Chamoun explains why many in Lebanon are rejecting Hezbollah amid ongoing conflict. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Hezbollah's missile attack on Ashdod. The Times of Israel reports that the debris from the interception caused alarm, but no injuries. The IDF's retaliatory strikes aimed to neutralize Hezbollah's rocket capabilities. The situation remains tense, with potential for further escalation. Turning to the upcoming Israel-Lebanon talks in Washington. According to France 24, these discussions come at a pivotal moment as fighting continues in Lebanon. The goal is to de-escalate tensions, but the outcome remains uncertain, with both sides under pressure to maintain their stances. Meanwhile, the IDF's targeting of Abdalrahman Amar Hassan Kudari underscores Israel's ongoing efforts to dismantle threats from Gaza. As JNS highlighted, this operation aims to prevent future attacks on Israeli forces. This action could impact regional stability and security dynamics. Turning to business and markets. First, Mariv reports that gasoline prices have soared to 8.05 shekels. Energy Minister Eli Cohen discusses the complexities of managing energy resources during the Iran war, including gas rig shutdowns. Separately, Ynet Business highlights the challenges pro-Israel influencers face post-October 7. Brian Spivak of Barzel Media is supporting these influencers as they navigate harassment and loss of followers. And finally, from Globes, revised income tax brackets are boosting net salaries in March. This adjustment provides financial relief for many Israeli employees. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 9 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.